Hey there, live from the Intentional Living Center. Today, we're going to talk to single parents. Single parents, this is your time. The phone line is open to single parents with the question, maybe you were a single parent, not now, but as a single parent, you learned some lessons that you'd like to pass along. This is the tip line, as it were. What is one tip that you'd give a single parent listening today that you have learned as a single mom or dad through your experience to help them in their journey as a single mom or dad, one of the toughest jobs on the planet? This is Intentional Living. We are live, and it's up to you, single parents. Let's talk.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. We're talking to single parents today, so call now, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And we are here at the Intentional Living Center, just nearby, where we have our classes and our teaching and all the things that we do to help families here from our physical location. And then, of course, on the air around the country and around the world online, focusing on the process of what we call intentional living, starting with focusing on goals, the right goals, developing the right habits, and then decluttering your life. We're going to talk about each of those because they certainly relate to this topic of single parenting today. If you are a single mom or dad, have been in the past, you want to pass along a tip or two for those who are coming up behind you, give us a call. We'll get you on here as quickly as we can. 888-888-1717 is the number, and we'll get you plugged in here. Hey, a couple things just before we get to the calls. I can't believe it. The time is passing so quickly. You know, here it is, what, the 18th of September. We're less than a month away now from the launch of our Fall Intentional Love Marriage Conference date nights. My wife, Don, and I travel in Michigan, New Mexico, Arizona. This year's series, teaching the love habits. What are love habits? What are they? They fit into the very powerful intentional living process that is life transformational. I promise that this particular date night, not only will you laugh, the things you do at a date night, you want to come away, you had some relaxation, you got away from kids and responsibility, enjoyed yourself. But what makes this really special is that the intentional living process is so unique and so powerful, you're going to learn something that'll be very transformational. Now, Midland, Michigan, and Jackson, Midland, Jackson, October 13 and 15, Friday and Sunday, our first two stops, and then to Albuquerque, October 27, and then in Arizona, Glendale, November 3, Chandler, November 5, and Tucson, November 10. Last check, we had a couple that were already sold out 100% in the gold circles, okay? And so this is an opportunity for you to, you know, get registered, get your tickets. Come on out. All the proceeds go to the ministry and the impact. We want to be in your life a very positive impact. So check it out. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. What's one tip that you'd pass along to a single parent? You're telling us on Facebook. Share some of those. Share your call. This is your program, Single Moms and Dads. Give us a call.
Hello, my name is Clarissa, and I'm calling from Buckeye, Arizona. And as a single person, I would like to ask God for a stronger sense of discernment. I find that in my walk as a single person, I'm not always wise in selecting individuals to come into my life. And I would like to have a greater sense of discernment, short of the prospective suitor coming with a hand-signed note from God. I don't really know how to choose. I jokingly say that if there were a room of 99% good and righteous men, I would certainly gravitate toward that 1% that would fall short of being righteous and good. And so I would like a greater sense of discernment. I believe a greater sense of discernment would afford me an opportunity to live a more intentional life. Thank you.
Now, there's a specific prayer request. Let's pray for her that God will give her discernment. Let me add to that, part of the discernment for you might be bringing into your life the kind of accountability team around you, people around you that you trust, who frankly can be a part of your process of your heart, your emotions, your discernment. There's more safety in counselors, the scripture says. Good thought. Okay, let's get to the calls. Angie's first in Michigan. Angie, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today.
Good afternoon, sir. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm calling in regarding to your topic in regards to single parents, and I am a single mom of three girls.
How long have you been a single mom?
Oh, goodness. I became a single mom when my second child was very young. She was probably about 9 months old. So it's been a long road. My oldest one is now 13, so it's been quite a few years.
All right, so you have three children, 13 and under.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So we're just now getting into the fun teenage years, so mm-hmm. that's a good thing. I think that one of the biggest things that I can tell other parents that have to go through this or that are new to the program of being a single parent is that you have to be very, very open with your children. You have to literally build that string from day one, being very, very intentional with talking to your children very openly, because a lot of people fail to realize that when you go through a breakup or you become a single parent, whether by death or divorce or anything else, your children have gone through it with you, and they have their own emotions and they have their own understanding of what happened. And a lot of the times the kids, for whatever reason, will put a lot of the blame on themselves. And they have a lot of questions as they get older. And I like to do three different things. I acknowledge what they're feeling. I accept what they're feeling as, you know, their own, and this is what they believe happened. And I also, affection is extremely important with your children, especially as a single parent. It keeps you connected to your children. It keeps you connected to their emotions and their feelings, and it really helps them through the process. And it's not okay for a parent to say you're not allowed to have this emotion, because it is. They're little growing beings, and they're going to have their own form of identity based on, you know, not having two parents in the household. And it's very, very important to be very connected with that and speak openly about God and what God says they are, and really acknowledge to them that, you know, affirm for them that they are not broken just because this happened.
Good reminder, Angie. So Angie's word as a single mom with three kids, teenage and below, is be open, be honest, sharing with your kids, you know, obviously what's age appropriate and so on, but don't hide away or gloss over some of the realities of what you're going through as a family. Okay, Angie, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let me get Rosemary on the line from Arizona. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your comment about or a tip for single parents?
Well, I have three children. They're older now. One's 34. The other one's, I think, 32. And then I have a 19-year-old. And when my two older kids were younger, I had given my life to the Lord about 20 years ago. And, boy, those two really gave me a run for my money. One thing I can tell you is I had a rough time with one of my daughters, and when I finally got fed up with all the nonsense that had happened, I finally said, you know what, Lord, I need to surrender her to you. I literally lifted my arms and said, here, Lord, she's your daughter. You dealt with her, but Lord, I ask you, Lord, right now, you change me. Change me of who I am as a mom, who I am as a woman, who I am as everything, Lord. And I'll tell you, it's been 15 years, and what you reap, what you sow, you will reap. And I'm reaping good seed right now. But I literally surrendered my children to the Lord because I couldn't change them. But I knew that God had to change me first as a mom. And I praise God for that.
Good for you.
And with this 19-year-old, it's been a little rough. But you know what? I praise God because she's known nothing but God in her life. I gave my life to the Lord when I was pregnant with her. And I did not go through what I went through with the last two. And I praise God for that.
That's good. Thank you for your call today, Rosemary.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Be blessed.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Sounds like she's driving along or walking along there today. So let me see. Being open, being honest, surrendering your child. I mean, ultimately, your children, and this is true for all families, our children belong to God. Give them back to the Lord. We just had a new one enter our family last night, our youngest son and his wife, Derek and Aria, just gave us another grandchild, little Theodore James Teddy. And he's a cutie. And so we're excited about that. But, you know, you give them back to the Lord, even at the very beginning. They're a gift, and we give them back. Talking about single parenting today, welcome to join us, 888-888-1717.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional parent. I can't think of a tougher job in life than being a single mom or a single dad. You know, 84% of all kids who are in single-parent homes live with guess who? Mama Bear. Couple things for you to keep in mind. Number one, if divorce comes your way and all of a sudden you're alone, don't panic. The same Lord that helps you with everything can help you through this time. Yes, it might mean that you have to bail out and move in with your parents, but my suggestion is make as few major choices as possible in the first year. Keep things as consistent as you possibly can. Although your parents want to help, make sure that you don't pass the baton of parenthood to them. They're the grandparent. You're the parent. Be a good one. God will help you through this.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Good advice for single moms and dads today. We're live here in the Intentional Living studio, and we're talking to two single parents, asking moms and dads, single parents, who've been there and done that, and passing along the tips for those who are behind them. Today, we welcome your thoughts. We're going to get to you in a moment, Martha, there in Texas. Hang on. Just before I get to you, a couple things I wrote down. I think it's important to have very realistic expectations. You're a single mom or single dad. You got a lot of responsibility. You're going to be more fatigued. You're going to be more overwhelmed. You got to make more decisions alone. You know this. Intellectually, it's stressful. You understand that intellectually, but sometimes you can be driven by guilt. And guilt can drive you to overcommit or overreact or overcontrol or give up. And so have realistic expectations. You know the definition. We use it often. Whenever an expectation is greater than reality, it creates disappointment. It creates a sense of discouragement. And that happens to many single moms and dads. And if you're feeling discouraged today because you have certain expectations, thought your life was going to be more perfect. You thought the marriage was going to work. You thought life was going to be easier. I mean, you know. And now you have to adjust to a new normal, realistic expectations. So really take a double look, double check on those expectations of yourself and your family and your demands and your time and resources. That's why we really encourage single moms or dad to ask for help. You need to get help. Ask for it. I know it's not easy. People may not offer, but you have to ask. Okay, Martha, you've been waiting patiently in Texas. Welcome to the program today.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it. What's your comment for the tip for single moms and dads?
Well, I just want to say that when I had my children, I never planned to be a single mom. Mm. You know, I always counted on the Lord, and I still do. But the best advice I can give is spend time with them. If you don't spend time with them, they'll eventually run to the street and get parenting from somebody else.
Mm.
I worked three jobs to, you know, to keep up the house and everything. But the house, I heard somebody else say, the house is passive, it's material. The children is what counts. And I'm telling you now, I wish I could do things all over again, but for you parents that can still do it, don't forget the children. Don't forget them. It's so important. and teach them about the Lord, because it is true. If you teach them about the Lord, eventually they'll come back. Mm. So that's the best advice I can give, is spend time with your kids.
Good advice, Martha, but don't beat yourself up. You did what you felt you had to do. You were there in the moment. As we all know, we look back. If we could, you know, rewind, we'd,
yes,
all of us, even in, quote, yes, perfect environments, would say, man, I wish I had done this, or I should have done this, and that can beat us up. We start where we are today, and we live intentionally from this very moment moving forward. So thanks for passing that along, though, to others today, and God bless
you.
How old are your children now, by the way?
One of them's 27 and the other one's 26.
Mm.
And you're right, a guilt trip does go around and round.
That's right.
But you're right, you just have to turn it over to the Lord and say, I've done what I've done. Lord, they're your kids. Now you're in control. You just have to let go.
That's very important. And there's times when you have to, you know, be able to go to your children, even adult children, and say, you know, if I could redo some things, I'd do some things different, but I did the best I could at the moment. And where I was off, will you forgive me? I mean, that's a powerful thing, to take responsibility and then move on. Satan loves guilt. I think it's wrapped into his DNA, spiritual DNA for us. He's trying to get us to get hooked with this kind of guilt. Corey reminds us on Facebook, take care of you or you will not be able to take care of them. And that's a good reminder. Get plenty of rest, Clara adds to that. A couple good suggestions today. Single parenting. We're talking about how to be an intentional single parent.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. If you missed any of today's broadcast, go to our archives at theintentionallife.com. And while you're there, you may want to check out Dr. Randy's blogs with titles such as The Power of Proper Prayer Posture and Turn the Tables on Troubling Teen Traits. Wow. Gotta love those alliterations. Find these and more at theintentionallife.com. Coming up, Randy's got more for single parents. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Intentional love. Every marriage needs it, but it doesn't just happen.
I tried to start building him up. He didn't know how to take it at first.
Dr. Randy Carlson can show you how to apply intentional love to your marriage. But right now, it's your move. To make an appointment for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Michigan and New Mexico in October and Arizona in November.
He started making his own changes and started really building me up. He said a prayer and asked God to give us many more years together.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners, just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. We're here at the Intentional Living Center today. Live, taking your calls. You're welcome to share comments after the program on our storyline or join the Facebook discussion where the question has been, what is one tip you would give a single parent? Lots of comments there. You're welcome to view them for yourself. You can either come to theintentionallife.com and get to Facebook through our website or go to Facebook/intentionalliving. It'll take you there. Just join in. Okay, let's see if we have time for a couple more here. Jean is on the line. Jean, welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Hi, Randy. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
I got married young, and I got divorced 7 years later at 25, and I had two sons, and I was single for about 2 or 3 years. I was single for a long time, but after 3 years, I decided I just wanted to get married. So I prayed and prayed, and it just didn't happen. I dated, there was some conflict and all that, but I went 12 years without getting married. And looking back at that, it's like, thank God for unanswered prayer, because looking back, I was able to raise them the way I wanted to. I didn't have the conflict that some of my friends had with blended marriages. And it was just a really good It was a good experience, even though you don't always think so at that time. But it was good to raise them mostly by myself. So, I mean, I had my backing of my family support, but I just thought that, you know, getting married would be a better thing because I would have help. But looking back, I feel that it would have been the opposite.
Well, Jean, we have really preached that over the years. We really have said we recommend for single moms or dads to really try to finish that task, to stay focused on the goal of raising their kids. Now, we know that when couples get married and they have little ones, sometimes it works beautifully, sometimes it doesn't, but it certainly adds another dynamic that can be very stressful. And so no two situations are going to turn out exactly the same. But I think your wisdom, Jean, is right on. I think it's easy to get sidetracked away from the main thing right then is raising your kids, taking care of your kids. And so you look back in your case and said, I'm glad I waited. It turned out to be a good thing that God didn't answer that prayer 12 years earlier.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad looking back because there wasn't that conflict. And I saw all around me just incredible conflict. Your kids, my kids, it's just becomes really complicated. And I'm just glad that I didn't do that. So that, to me, that's a big wisdom. If someone would have told me that, I may not have listened, but I think it's a good advice anyway, looking back.
Jean, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jean's wisdom, by the way, is from her own experience. And I would say, as you're listening, at the very least, don't underestimate or over-anticipate or over-expect that it's going to be easy. The number of people I've talked to who have children and then they get remarried who tell me, oh, I didn't expect this to happen. I didn't anticipate that problem. Let's face it, when you're in that stage of dating and looking to get married, it's easy to underestimate certain things or miss certain things. And when you have children, that can become especially an issue. So move slowly with a lot of wisdom, okay? All right, let's get Melody on the line in Michigan. Melody, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment today?
Well, I'm a very recent single parent. 6 weeks ago, my husband died very suddenly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He had had surgery 3 days before, but he was back home. And certainly didn't see this coming, of course. And my daughter was there at the home, but he was outside when I found him, and it was too late. And I'm a nurse. I tried to revive him and was unable.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So we're still struggling with a lot of unanswered questions. Of course, autopsy results take forever. And so in the middle of raw grief with my 12-year-old daughter and my two sons that are in their 20s and me trying to adjust to all of us. I mean, right now I'm a single mom and working full time and trying to handle everything as well as the grief. It's been something I cannot do without praying before I even sit up in bed in the morning, because otherwise I'd throw my head over, or the covers over my head. I just couldn't do it. So there are three different stages of life that my kids are in, and three different struggles that they're experiencing. And my daughter is the only one, of course, home with me. I've allowed her to just be very vocal, whatever she wants to say, whether it's anger or frustration or just talking about memories. She is very vocal about that. But it's just been very, very challenging to be thrown into that so suddenly and trying to manage the household and our grief at the same time and not missing those important milestones that my kids are going through and things that they want more than anything to just be able to talk to their dad about.
Yeah. And in addition to that, Melody, obviously is your own grief and what you're facing and what you're going through. Let me pray with you. Lord, I do pray for Melody and for her children, even though some of the children are young adults, still kids, in terms of losing a dad. And even though we know where he is, the loss is great. And for the daughter, for this young 12-year-old, we pray for protection. Lord, thank you for reminding us with Melody's story of taking every day as a precious gift from you. And we'll thank you for it in Christ's name. We'll continue to pray for you, Melody.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
As you go through this very difficult time.
One of the things that I'm doing to be intentionally single right now is I have two boys, and basically I just try to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can do to be the best mom that I can be for them.
I am a single mom. I just lost my job 2 weeks ago. I just wonder if there's anybody up there can help me through God.
I just found it on the radio. I'm 25, a single mom. God has a plan, and every situation, you know, that's difficult is temporary, and that's how I look at my struggles. Get up 8 times if you fall down 7, and that's so true. It's only temporary, and it does get better.
Well, the time is too short on a program like today. I wish we had more time with Melody and others. Do pray for Melody in Michigan, by the way, and for her children. Great loss. You know, this is why we do the ministry. Because we have people listening every day, maybe you. You just need a word of help. I know I do from time to time. I need someone to encourage me, and I receive it from different sources, and we want to be an encouragement to you. That's why Intentional Living is here to help you see that as you live intentionally in Christ, in prayer and sacrifice and focus, your life makes more sense. Thank you for all who support the ministry. If you're not a member, would you come and join us today? Your monthly support allows us to do this. And we have a nice new members kit of a couple of our best-selling books, The Power of One Thing and Starve for Affection, along with our teaching on CD, and then every month a brand new teaching from me to you. Thank you for joining us. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on Donate. Next time, we're going to focus on being single as a single person and satisfied, with or without kids, to be single. So we'll continue the theme of singleness on our next program. Then coming up, we have a series in a few days, When God Interrupts Your Life. How do you handle that? More help, more hope, more encouragement from Intentional Living. We'll see you next time.